I listened to the diss like four times, like back to back, because I'm trying to like listen to what he's saying. I'm like, this nigga's really dissing him hard, like for no reason. I'm like, well, I mean, there's a reason, but like it was out of nowhere. This video is 15 hours ago. I'm like, come on.
Yo, it's your boy D'Angelo.
What's good? This is your girl Lexi.
Yo, what's up? It's your girl Rita.
And you're now tuned in to the Chicago Root Podcast,
brought to you by Revive Productions.
You can find the Chicago Root Podcast on social media platforms such as TikTok, Instagram, Twitter, and Revive Productions on YouTube.
So stop what you're doing right now and follow us on all social media platforms so you will have access to all of the exclusive content that we will post.
Every single Sunday at 8 p.m. Central Standard Time. 8 p.m.
Now we can settle this like you got some class, so we can get into some gangster shit.
Hey Chris, I don't want no issues, bro. I don't want no smoke. I don't want fights. I don't want to do nothing, bro. Like, please, bro.
Who wants smoke with me? Who wants smoke with me? Who wants smoke with me? Who wants smoke with C? Who wants smoke with me? Who wants? Okay, let's get down to the facts, pussy, I'm dripping red. Don't let this R&B shit fool you, niggas get ripped to shreds. Quavo talking like he a thug, nigga, you a bitch with dread. Can't wait to see the day that you back up all of that shit you said. What's all that ball shit you talking? You ain't no huncho, nigga. You the weakest link out of your clique, let's keep it a hundo, nigga. You fuck my ex-ho, that's cool, I don't give no fuck, little nigga. Cause I fucked your ex when you was still with a bitch, I'm up, little nigga. They say revenge is sweet. Now think about that shit. Don't let that line go over your head. I might just sing about that shit. I had a feeling about that dick. There's something sweet about that shit. I got some tea about that bitch, but I ain't gonna speak about that shit. I ain't playing chess with a checker player. I'm a ticking bomb on a detonator. I shit on niggas, I'm a defecator. I put amigo on a ventilator. Stop talking about beating girls. You was beating bitches on the elevator. We seen the taste, that's devastating. You doing bad, you a bitch and your music trash. Fashion week, they set me next to your lame ass. I was truly mad. All I kept thinking about was breaking your face, but I gave you a pass. You lucky I ain't wanna fuck the money up. Boy, I would've broke you in half. Quit trying to be tough, you ain't like that. Why you keep showing off? Quit talking about drugs, you the only pack that I've been smoking on. I just hit my plug, told them come back, I'ma need more than one. Your last album was a weed trade, just some bullshit that we roll up on. You know what's on, put you to bed. Night, night, that's Sudafed. Show me that I'm tender, bitch. Time to prove what you done said. R.I.P. take off, he the only real one that got true respect. Crazy how when he died, everybody really wished it was you instead. Oh, shit. You tripping, Chris, don't say that, don't lose your head. Damn. You done turned a big bad wolf on these fuck niggas, never knew revenge. This what happens when a fuck nigga push a real nigga out to the edge. This what happens when a dumb nigga get fame and it get to his head. You gon' kiss this ring, nigga. Big fuck you from my middle finger. I tattoo my trigger finger. Bring real beat to your dinner table. My mental state ain't never stable. I know this shit gon' sting, nigga. I ran your ass through the ringer, nigga. You just got body by a singer, nigga. Bitch. Who wants smoke with me? Who wants smoke with me? Who wants smoke with me? Who wants smoke with C? Who wants smoke with me? Who wants...
Yo, it's your boy D'Angelo, tuning in to the Chicago View. Today we're going to be talking about a little bit of the disses that are being going on. The thing that caught my eye today was the Chris Brown dissing Quavo. It was random, but we love that. So we're going to talk about that. Chris Brown thing came out of nowhere for me anyway. You know, I wasn't expecting this. We already knew that they were both beefing before because of Saweetie. But I listened to the... This is it's called The Weakest Link. Super disrespectful. And I love that. He goes the Chris Brown to Quavo. I mean, like I said before, I don't think Quavo can fuck with Chris Brown at all. That's like Bruno Mars trying to fuck with Justin Bieber. You're not there. You can't get it. But there's this one thing that I liked in that diss. That Chris Brown said, he goes, oh, you fucked my ex, blah, 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 congratulations. He's like, I fucked your bitch when you guys were dating. Congratulations. And we're all know that we're talking about Saweetie here. Yeah, he might be a little jealous, I think. But, like, also, like, I was thinking about it. I'm like, oh, you know how, like, the industry is? Like, some people, like, they just do beef just for clicks. Just to get attention. And then I listen to the lyrics. I'm like, no, you can't really take that. You can't really take that back. Like, you said what you said. I don't think that's like click wise. You're not getting clicks. Like, this is why I like this so much, because I think they're actually like talking shit. and they're like going like bar for bar, like band for band. I mean, but like same with like the Rick Ross to Drake. I'm like, I don't think Drake can fuck with Rick Ross either. Like, that's Maybach music. But come on, he's been around way longer. This nigga owns Wingstop. Come on, man. Chris Brown's been around since Run It. Like, we all know Chris Brown would fuck Quavo up, like, if they fought. But, like, I think, like, in terms of having a backup, per se, in the city, like, I don't think Quavo's like that. And then he also... This is why I love this diss track so much. Because he paid homage to Takeoff. Super disrespectful line, but respectful at the same time. He says something on the lines of, you know, Takeoff was the best. If anyone would have died in the group, we wish it was you. I was like, oh my god, this nigga's coming for his head out of nowhere, you know? Because I was paying attention to the other disses that are going on. You know, I just was listening to the Rick Ross to Drake. He's calling him a white boy and shit, which is funny as fuck to me. But I heard that, and I'm like, god damn. This was just out of nowhere, you know? But, like we were talking about prior, I think they've been beefing for, like, years, low-key. I don't know what happened. Maybe I'm not in tune with what's going on right now, but I just woke up and, like, I checked my social media and I saw Chris Brown slaughtering Quavo. Drake dropped a diss out of nowhere. I don't know why, but... And then I don't know if this was, like, a AI thing, because the AI be taking over. Drake just did that with Tupac and Snoop Dogg. He responded, and he used AI for Tupac's voice and Snoop Dogg's voice, and, like... Which is kind of, like... smart, in a way, but, like, it's kind of weird. Like, why are you using AI to rap for? No, I just saw a video, he, like... He, like, took, like, a little story. He's like, I don't know what's going on. Everyone, like, he's faded. Like, he's just, he don't care. He's like, oh, yeah, I don't know what's going on. Everyone's asking me, is everything okay? He's like, that wasn't me. You know, blah, blah, blah. He's like, I'm going to go back to Snoop. You know, Snoop's, like, 50. He don't do this shit anymore. But, like, Drake used that AI to his advantage because he's in a new era now. So people, like, Drake's the type of nigga to get clicks. Chris Brown, Quavo. I think this is more actual beef. Because they've been beefing for like a few years now, right? The Drake and like Rick Ross, J. Cole apologized because he's like a softie. Which is nice for him. Like, yeah, like, no, he's in tune with himself. He's like, I don't argue with people type shit. He's like, I could, but I won't. You know what I mean? But I think the Chris Brown and Quavo thing's like an actual beef. Because they be playing the basketball thing. Yeah, the Crew League, they be talking shit. I was watching Chris Brown. He's like, they were interviewing him after. And he's like, oh, yeah, you're calling. He's like, oh, Chris Brown's like, oh, yeah, Quavo. Bring your bitch ass out here. He calls him out every time. I mean, if you have a problem with someone, call him out. And I respect that from Chris Brown, because I don't know. I kind of think we all know Chris Brown would fuck Quavo up, respectfully. Fighting wise, but like Quavo's might be the problem. Well, that's all we have to talk about with the Quavo and Chris Brown situation. But now we're going to get into a little more spicy details on the next topic that we're going to get into right now.
Pussy nigga, pull up, crash, shout about your bae.
Boy, you pussy.
Little bitch, come dance, battle with my Drake. You been fucked your bag up when you punch Ree in the face. Talking about fashion week, you sparing who? Come punch me in my face. Pussy. It ain't nothing but a fade. You know you lost the frame. Niggas ran in your house, tied up your aunt cause you ain't pay. This bullet got your name. Don't ever bring up tape, pussy.
You know, half of y'all niggas some hoes out here. Pussy. I'm talking about like, these niggas bleed once a month type shit. Bitch. on your hoe for pussy. I hit your hoe for pussy. I did the favor, come in to save you, but you gon' owe me pussy. I'm on the edge, don't push me. Your bro with the feds, your pussy. Come in to come in, ain't did no time. Can't fake it, we know that you're pussy.
We know it.
Pussy, you. Pussy,
you.
Pussy,
you.
Pussy, nigga. Time after time, I pull up and wipe me a little baby nose.
Pussy, nigga.
Dropping the diamond pillow, talking to these bitches and hoes.
Pussy, nigga.
Good ain't gold.
Pussy, nigga.
You been exposed.
Little boy wanna die by some coochie. You still fucked up by Karuchi. You tried to beat up Tiana, but Usher wouldn't let you do it. The cocaine got him, your honor. Bipolar disorder, no wonder. You was the greatest, nigga, you fumble. Going outside, I'm watching you crumble. Body got Quavo out here going back and forth with a singer that turned to a junkie. Never got light skin versus brown skin, nigga finna divide the country. Nigga, you ain't been in the trenches. We step in the yard, you know how that ended. Won't smoke with me? OHB mean fighting over hoes and bitches.
OHB.
Who gassed you up to put that out? Yeah, that was shitty, nigga.
God.
I can take a model bitch and make a sweetie, nigga.
Bitch.
Crackhead Michael Jackson, bitch, you better beat it, nigga. Ooh. I'm still fucked up about Takeoff. I want who did it, nigga.
Oh.
But that's some real street shit. Back to the industry.
For real.
Where your baby mama's at? No, they got plenty to.
Nigga, fuck that.
Pussy, every time you see me, keep that energy.
Keep that energy.
Can't believe I gotta beat you by some women, bitch.
I call your hoe for pussy. I hit your hoe for pussy. I did the favor, come in to save you, but you gon' owe me pussy. I'm on the edge, don't push me. You broke with the feds, your pussy. Come in to come in, ain't did no time, can't fake it, we know that you're pussy.
Know it.
Pussy,
you.
Pussy,
you.
Pussy,
you.
Pussy, nigga. Time after time, I pull up and wipe me a little baby nose.
Pussy, nigga.
Dropping the diamond pillow, talking to these bitches and hoes.
Pussy, nigga.
Good ain't gold.
Pussy, nigga.
You been exposed.
Exposed.
Pussy.
Pussy.
What's good, everybody? This is your girl, Lexi. I hope that you guys have been staying in the loop with the Chicago
Easy.
View as we're about to go over this week's topic for this week. As one of many topics this week, we have Angel Reese and Camila Cardoso. They were both drafted and selected as the top 10 draft picks this week as of Monday. To the Chicago Sky, which is the WNBA league, with Angela Reese being number 7 pick and Camila being number 3. But before we get into the rivalry drama, who's Angel Reese? How does she get to this position she's in today? Angel Reese was born and raised in Maryland. She's 21 years old. She learned how to play basketball from her mother, but she grew up playing against her brother in a driveway in Maryland. Reese took part in ballet, gymnastics, swimming, track, and volleyball once she got to high school. She was inspired by the WNBA, Candace Parker, and Maya Moore. In high school, she attended St. Francis Academy in Baltimore, Maryland. She played 4-year varsity basketball player under Jerome Shelton. Reese was considered a 5-star recruit, top 1 in 2020. Class by ESPN with over 24 scholarship opportunities from. Reese was considered a 5-star recruit, top win in the 2020 class by ESPN with over 24 scholarships offers, 24 NCAA division, but with all those offers, she stayed committed to Maryland. When she went to college, as the freshman season started, she was the front of the lineup for Maryland. On November 27, 2020 in Maryland, she recorded a season high 20 points, 9 rebounds, and a 94-72 win. But on December 3rd, she suffered and fractured her foot, her right foot, and she was had to sit on the sideline until February 23rd, 2021. But she wasn't having it. For her sophomore year, she pretty much said this was the comeback year for her redemption year, where she averaged a 17.8 and a 10.6 rebound. And on April 5th, 2020, she transferred to LSU, coached by Kim. She led LSU to its first national championship as the most outstanding player. She set the records in the double-doubles. She even helped the United States win a silver medal at the 2023 FIBA Women's America Cup. Did you know that Reese wanted to be invited by the White House, along with the president and his first lady hosting the national champions. But unfortunately, President Biden only stated that LSU can only be invited. So she rejected, and she said she'd rather be invited by the Obama. But eventually, Joe Biden had caught up with her and pretty much congratulated her by herself, to congratulate her on her victory with LSU. And now that we know a little bit more about Angel Reese, let's get into the rivalry between her and Camila Cardoso. I believe I already stated this, but let's go over the draft again. From Miss Cardoso at number 3 pick from the University of South Carolina, and Angel Reese at 7 from LSU by the Chicago Skies. Reese stated that she was excited to play with Cardoso, and that she's been playing her since high school. As Cardoso joked about what could be done on the court, pretty much talking about, so nobody's gonna get no rebounds on us. During the press conference after the draft. But let's do a small recap on that, because when they was playing each other, from what it looked like on the videos from TikTok, it didn't look like they were really playing fair at all. And what are your thoughts on Angel Reese when she's on the court? Like, looking at her record and everything from what was shown, she seems to have a temper going. And as I recall in the notes, that she was called out for having bad sportsmanship for doing the John Cena "You Can't See Me." And I'm just like, it's a known move though. Like, she's not hurting anybody by doing it, so like, you're getting mad by her taunts? Like, what is wrong with y'all? As we see Reese pulling Cardoso's hair, shoving her, pushing her in some videos, as they pushing each other back and forth, laughing, calling each other out on the court. I don't know what exactly was said, but from the videos, it looked like they had some pretty heated moments. The game seems to be so heated between the two. About 90 million people making it the most watched basketball game since 2019 used to tune in and watch their games. I mean, I can see why it had that many people watching the game, because from the looks of the clips from the videos, it was pretty tense, because there was a lot of back and forth going on. A lot of tripping, pulling hair. It feels like they were doing a lot of name calling towards each other, and I wish I knew what was said, because it would be pretty interesting if we could catch all this, like how we catch all the actors and artists doing these things on the public. You know, they catch their every word, but you can't really catch anybody on the court with the word aside, because, you know, the audience, and it's a game, everybody's all out. And I would love just to see how the practice will go, because I feel like this is where the truth is going to be told, right here in practice. Because I feel like sometimes when you are at odds with a different team and you are competing with this person on the court, I feel like now that they are on the same team, I'm interested to see how they're going to work together. Because, you know, most people who are competitive, I'm not saying them, are going to probably try to outdo each other, to outdo them, to try to steal the ball, to try to like get the spotlight from that person. But then again, you know, now it's not a competition. Now it's like, you got this, I got that. And you got A, I got point B. You got this. You know what I'm saying? Like, you got to come together now. And I'm interested to see if they're going to have that sportsmanship to come together. And we'll see. The WNBA season tips starting May 14th. And the matchup against Dallas Wings on May 15th. But you know, I have high hopes for these ladies. And as women, we got to stick together and come together. And that's it.
Let's rise again. You can see it in my eyes again. Kendra, we need ya. The West
West Coast savior. Ain't gravy your name in some hip-hop history. If you deal with this viciously, you seem a little nervous about all the publicity. Fuck this Canadian light-skinned doc. We need to know the baby West Coast victory, man. Call him a bitch for me. Talk about him liking young girls, that's a gift for me. Heard it on the Budden podcast, it's gotta be true. They told me the spirit of Machiavelli is alive, and the nigga under 5'5", so it's gotta be you. I would beat the whole fucking game. It was me and Snoop Dogg, had my fucking shirt off in the House of Blues. K, you gotta fuck this nigga, girl, he gotta get abused. All that shit about burning tattoos, he is not amused. That's jail talk for real thugs, you gotta be you. Gotta leave this motherfucker broken and bruised before we really lose. You asked for the smoke, now I seen you too busy for the smoke. I won't lie, the people confused. Now you about to get this shit another week and fall back to home, girl. But running up was up, I would've refused. For these industry relationships, she not in your shoes. You supposed to be the boogeyman, go do what you do. Unless this is a moment that you tell us this not really you. In that case, there's nothing left to say, I just pass it to Snoop.
Yes, you. What the fuck you really got to do? We passed you the torch at the House of Blues, and now you gotta do some dirty work. You know how to move, right? Right? I know you never been to jail, orange jumpsuits and shower shoes. Never shot nobody, never stabbed nobody, never did nothing violent. And no one, it's the homies that empower you. But still, you gotta show this fucking aisle who's boss on the west. Now's the time to really make a power move, cause right now it's looking like you writing out the game plan on how to lose, how to bark up the wrong tree and then get your head popped in a crowded room. World is watching this chess game, but are you out of moves? Doubt you know the DOG never fucking doubted you, but right now it seems like you posted up without a clue of what the fuck you about to do.
Yeah, that's the truth. I'm definitely about to come around the land gang and let my fucking bow move. Shitting on you niggas from a whole different altitude. High up in the sky like I'm Howard Hughes. The first one really only took me an hour or two. The next one is really about to bring out the coward in you. But now we gotta wait a fucking week, cause Taylor Swift is your new top. And if you about to drop, she gotta approve. This girl really about to make you act like you not in a feud. She tailor-made your schedule with Ant, you out of the loop. Hate all you corporate industry puppets, I'm not in the mood. I love it when you niggas talk loose like I'm not in the room. Since like that, your tone changed a little, you not as enthused. How are you not in the booth? It feel like you kinda removed. You tryna let this shit die down, nah. Not this time, nigga, you following through. I guess you need another week to figure out how to improve. What the fuck is taking so long? We waiting on you. The rest of y'all are definitely involved, y'all getting it too. Soon as you get the courage to drop, I'm out on the loose. On the loose. Yeah, shout out to Taylor Swift. Biggest gangster in the music game right now. You know, I moved my album when she dropped. I said that already. You know, she about to mini run, do a milli rock on your head top. She got the whole PG Lang on mute like that Beyonce challenge. Y'all boys quiet for the weekend, like. Dot, I know you in that NY apartment. You struggling right now. I know it. In a notepad doing lyrical gymnastics, my boy. You better have a motherfucking quintuple entendre on that shit. Some shit I don't even understand, like. This shit better be crazy. We waiting on you. Yeah.
Up next, we have NBA Youngboy, who just got 63 new charges, and he got a fraud, forgery, guns, drug charges, and was previously on house arrest in Cache County. Youngboy just been arrested in Utah and Cache County Tuesday evening on 6 charges, and those are unlawful activity, drugs, fraud, forgery, possession and control of substances, possession of a weapon. 6 charges, all before 3 p.m. afternoon, and was set with no bail as of Wednesday afternoon. They have a search warrant on his property Tuesday morning from FBI, SWAT teams, and Homeland Security. Investigators found those prescriptions matching a fake pattern of unlawful activity. Why house arrest, you may ask? Well, he previously had a case back all the way in 2019. It states he was on 24-hour house arrest in Utah since October 2021 in a federal case under conditional release from his trial on house arrest since September 2020. He was indicted by a federal grand jury on March for possession of 2 weapons. He was only able to leave his house for court cases appearances, his mental health, and employment. Where the terms for his house arrest charges are where previously he's been alleged for murders, drugs, guns, assault, and kidnapping. So what are you guys' thoughts on Youngboy? Like, he's been convicted on house arrest, and now you're doing time without bail. Now you're in jail without bail because you made up these fake accounts to get prescription drugs, and they did a home invasion, and you basically got caught red-handed. And what are you guys' thoughts on Youngboy? Like, do you think that he's gonna stay getting in trouble, or do you think this is gonna be it for him? Do you think he's actually gonna go in jail, or do you think he's gonna be left on house arrest once again?
Typical nigga shit. I don't wanna go back to jail. Why? I'm like, brother, you're rich. Like, why do you wanna go to jail? Fuck, you're gay. You want some gay shit, bro? Like, what the fuck are you talking about? And you're a millionaire? I'm like, brother, the only reason you wanna go back to jail is if Big Mike was missing you, type shit. That's what I was saying though. I'm like, niggas get arrested every day. Are we surprised? No. Are people talking about it? Maybe some people are, yeah, but are we surprised? No, we're not.
You know, this NBA Youngboy case is just crazy because essentially, I mean, I thought NBA Youngboy was done with criminal activities. Like, when he said he moved to Utah, got the mansion, got married, you know, he said he was changing the life around. But to see this is like crazy because he has not been in the media from what I've been hearing or seeing. Like, I've not seen him in the media doing anything of this sort. But to see that he was, you know, building or even involving himself with pharmaceuticals, and, you know, writing fake prescriptions to get antibiotics when you could have just went to the doctor, you know, in the promethazine, like, it's just crazy. Like, he just basically said fuck everything, and he just risked it all. And with that type of stuff, like with pharmaceuticals, like, I don't know, I just feel like he should have tried to do something else. Now, I ain't condoning what he's doing, but he should have known that this was not going to be swept under the rug and nobody was going to be able to pay attention, especially with you going on false names and you getting large quantities of this stuff. This is not something that somebody just going to overlook, because obviously you're probably using somebody else's, some doctor's paperwork in order for you to do this. Like, you just can't write prescriptions and get them. You got to have some type of doctor's backing, or you got to have some type of doctor's credibility to, you know, be able to successfully go to a pharmacy and get pharmaceutical drugs. Like, you just can't write something and get it. Like, it has to be a doctor that's backing this. And obviously that's probably primarily one of the reasons that he was caught in this.
So they never got in contact with the physician, which is weird, because usually when you call a doctor's office, there's somebody that answers asking to speak, you know, asking for you, you know, asking for a directory or who would you like to speak to. So this was the first mishap I feel like they did, or NBA Youngboy didn't plan it well, or else he probably wouldn't have gotten caught.
You know, as we stated before, he was only able to leave the house for mental health appointments, right? So what is it about the mental health appointments that's really serving him for any kind of good, any kind of justice, if he's going to continue to do things like this? You know, I feel like anything with your mental health, you know, I feel like that mental health person or coach, therapist should be there in their home at all times. And I feel like, I know you're not going to probably agree with me, but like, if you're going to be, you know, I feel like this should be a thing in Hollywood, because I know I'm saying that it's not a possibility, but as far as I know, there's never been a person to make sure he doesn't do these things. Like a good friend, a person that's going to have your back to make sure you don't flip out and have these type of episodes, breakdowns, and have to turn to, you know, doing forgery and fraud, making up these fake accounts just to get a prescription. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's kind of doing the most, I would feel, to sit there and do all that. But I'm not saying him, but to have the idea and to go through with it. Like, you have to make these people's fake names just for some drugs, though, music and all this stuff. I can't say nothing because, you know, it happens all the time in fucking Hollywood, and that's why I'm kind of getting mad about it, because we see this happen so often, but we don't have a person there to be a best friend and help them not go through this shit. or like talking about or doing stuff that's gonna fuck up their career, is what I'm saying. Because you come up from a struggle to being something to nothing. I mean, from nothing to something. And you're young, you're only like, what, how old? 24 years old, 21? Anywhere in your 20s, you have the whole year, the whole rest of your future to think about. And you want to waste it on drugs. Like, it should more life to the drugs, you know what I'm saying? I feel like if you know, from my perspective, in my opinion, I feel like the only person that actually made it big, that actually wanted to see me win when I was coming up, is 50 Cent. Like, look at him today, and people who's making these future investments to serve them for long term so they don't have to do this shit no more. I think that shit is smart as hell. But you got all this money and you want to waste this shit on fucking drugs? I'm saying to think outside of the box, because it's only fucking with your mental health. It's fucking with everything else and the people around you that's looking at you. So, on a positive note, I want to wrap it up. Like, if you listen to this, all I say is, you know, I'm not talking shit about you, but I do wish you get better. Because if you was my little brother, I would tell him the same shit. And that's it. Last but not least, we have Gorilla. She is facing a DUI. She just got arrested, and the body cam footage has just been released. I think it's really funny how she asked the cop, "Do she know who I am?" What are y'all thoughts on that? Like, imagine getting pulled over. The cops come, you famous, and this cop not knowing who the hell you are.
Man, it's crazy out here. It's always crazy. Every week, these celebrities never stop to give us something to cover here on the Chicago Root Podcast. Look, it is just so entertaining, so funny. I don't even understand why she's even going through this, because, you know, she should know better. Like, you go out and get drunk, you're supposed to have a designated driver. I mean, at least I don't drink that often, in my opinion. But I do have fun sometimes socially, but that rarely happens. But I know for sure, if I do go out, I'm gonna have a designated driver take an Uber or have somebody come get me. I'm not gonna be out here. I don't even think I get that drunk that I would need somebody to take me home. I might have like a half or something, but I'm not out here just drinking to the point where I'm gonna be driving and getting pulled over, because she has to be swerving or something for her to get noticed. But I just feel like this is very, you know, this should be very embarrassing for her, in my opinion. She should know better. Like, as a celebrity, like, I'm not saying, I mean, you should be able to the utmost standard, but, you know, you are someone who some people might look up to. So, you know, I just feel like this was a very disappointing. She should be embarrassed about this. You know, this could have been avoidable. Like, I know you have friends. I don't know how many friends she may have, but I know you could have had somebody go with you that could have drove you home, because, you know, you should not be out here getting DUIs. But, you know, that's all I have on that.
When they pulled her over, the cop said she smelled like weed, alcohol, and allegedly she had a weapon, a firearm, with her on the side. All right, let's get into the video of the body cam footage that we see, and I'm gonna try to my best describe what's going on in this situation. Gorilla stated she wasn't drunk or anything. And my thoughts on that is, you know, that's a saying what people actually do say when they are drunk, is that they're not drunk, because they don't want them to worry. But that's the goal to thing. My question instead would have been, why do you think I'm drunk, or why do you assume that I'm drunk? And very calm voice, because now you're making an assumption of me being drunk, and I know that I'm not drunk. You feel me? Like, it's certain things that you have to just work around a little different to make them think. Because, you know, if they think that you're not thinking or drunk, that's what they're gonna assume. So it's just a little what I do in a situation. Speaking from experience, but, you know, I don't drink no more, because I feel like my insides not working as good as they used to when they were younger, you know. So I gotta slow up on that. It's either wine or beer for me. As the officer states, that wasn't her original question she asked her. Then next we see the officer apparently tells her to get out the car to do a field test. And from experience, that is low-key very embarrassing. Like, depending on where the traffic is and how many people were out. But apparently she said that this happened, that she went to jail at 6-7 a.m. So she had to be out later than, you know, anywhere from 12 to 4 a.m. type thing. And maybe you're just trying to get home in a situation, because I know I was. And this shit was very embarrassing, because I know people still have to go to work probably early as hell, and you seem like, hey, there's a person on the side of the road. So it's not cool. So I guess she does the field test, in which Gorilla asks, what test determines that she's drunk, and what test has determined that she's drunk? And the officer responds, yes, her evaluation implies, and then she proceeds to handcuff her, arresting her. Well, I just hope that she said, it also states that she was in jail from 6 to 7 a.m. and then a few hours later she was out on bond. So just some updated information. Speaking of her arrest, I don't really know who she was previously married to, but Leonard, and his wife joined the chat as of Wednesday, posting her mugshot with the caption of Free Gorilla with the cry face emoji, hashtag sister wife with the shoulder shrug emoji. Not in a friendly way, I guess, in a joking, taunting way. And it states that Gorilla Leonard was divorced back in October 2nd, 2023, 2 years after the marriage. So apparently after their divorce, he got remarried to his high school sweetheart, and they've been married since September 2021. So if they were high school sweethearts and they got married September 2021, and Gorilla Leonard was divorced October 2nd, 2023, 2 years later after the marriage. So if you didn't have, think on that. As Gorilla states, whoever she is, she can't whoop me, so I really don't give no fucks. As Glorilla World on X, aka Twitter, you know, I don't really be on there, so it is what it is. And I feel like that's kind of weird of his wife to go on and post her mugshot, because it's like, All right, first, I understand if y'all were sweethearts in high school, then he gets married to this rich chick, Gorilla. And, you know, I guess you feel some type of way about it. And so they get divorced. And now you guys are back talking again and got married. So, my question would be, why are you so concerned with Gorilla? Like, I don't really know the history, but from what Gorilla says, she seems like she don't mess with you. So if you're going on Twitter and posting, or not Twitter, but Instagram, and posting this and saying hashtags, sister wife with a shrug face emoji, with a laugh cry emoji, you're clearly making a joke out of it if you're laughing, crying about it. And to me, that's off the bat weird, because I know what that feels like. And it's really like you really didn't marry the man for him. You married because the fact that he was with Gorilla. And I feel like if I was with him, I shouldn't be looking nowhere near his exes, because that's some creepy ass shit. I'm not gonna lie, I don't get why women do that. Like, they will forever fucking stalk you just because you was with somebody that probably looks better than you, or you feel some type of way, or you feel insecure about her in some type of way. Because why the fuck would I get too fucked about what she's doing? Mind your business, bro. Because it's like, why are you so worried about if she get arrested? Why are you worried about her life when you're married with this man? That's what you wanted, right? So why are you worried about something that has no relation to y'all? And I'm speaking from experience on that too, because it's like 9 times out of 10, they just want to see why you were so happy at the moment with that person. So maybe if you have the opportunity and the chance to get with that person, yeah, you can see why. But being as a high school sweetheart, I'm with my high school sweetheart now, that's like me looking at any of his exes that he's previously been with. And I wouldn't be so obsessed about it, because it wouldn't be her that I'm looking at, it would be him. And why would I get to fuck if this person got arrested or not? Like, I'm not understanding that about in general with relationships. Because if I got him now, that's who I'm focused on. So why are you worried about the past? And then you go on to make it a joke and publicly on top of that. That's embarrassing, bro. So you know for sure you're clout chasing and looking into her life, and you're making it known that you give a fuck, basically. And I don't understand that. And I feel like that's kind of low of a person to really do put somebody while they're down, and especially it has no business with you. But you're saying sister wife. I don't want to know what the hell that's supposed to mean, sister wife. So y'all saying that y'all was doing like entanglements back in 2021, because you shared the same man pretty much. And from the videos of what I see on TikTok, that's pretty much what he signed up for. So, you know, props to Gorilla, even though she's in the situation she's in, and it's kind of ties to YoungBoy. You know, like, y'all young, y'all doing so great. Don't let the drugs and alcohol fuck y'all career up, please. And I have to give it to Gorilla. Do she know who I am? Like, most people, you'd be surprised that actually don't care about who is who. Like, that's like saying, you know, you listen to country music, you're not knowing who those country artists are, because that's not the type of music they listen to. But I just thought that was funny as hell for her to ask. Like, they're supposed to let you be on the past or some type shit, you know. But all in all, I just hope that she does better, because she's really young, and I know she just got into the industry not too long ago. So I hope she does better, knowing, like, you know, probably get a limo next time, or have somebody drive you. You gotta like that, because if I know I'm drunk moving forward, I don't be going nowhere, you know. So, and that's where I'm gonna end on that. And I hope that you guys have a great day. Thanks for tuning in with us and listening to the Chicago Loop. Stay tuned next time.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yeah. Yes, sir.
I got new shoes on my ride.
Yes, sir.
Rolling down 95.
Yes, sir.
And you can see in my eyes.
Yes, sir.
That I'm looking for a cutie pie.
Yes, sir.
And we ain't gotta make love.
Yes, sir.
And we can just cut love.
Yes,
all tag. Old master best skin rugs in the jack. Spectacular with the bad chick in the back. Tryna beat it up like an everlast punching bag. Hotter than a biscuit out the oven. Yo, baby mama go on missions to get this loving. We kissing and hugging. She never pick a phone up. You be looking for while we doing the grown up. She complain when she catch back spasms, but she love when she get the back to back orgasms. Yes, sir, the game is automatic. Give them to them one time, they come back like addicts.
Got new shoes on the ride.
Yes, sir.
Rolling down 95.
Yes, sir.
And you can see in my eyes.
Yes, sir.
That I'm looking for a cutie pie.
Yes, sir.
And we ain't gotta make love.
Yes, sir.
And we can just cut love.
Yes, sir.
But if she want me to beat it up.
Yes, sir.
Then damn it, I'll beat it up.
Yes, sir.
My body, your body, my body, your body.
Y'all, that's it for the Chicago View Podcast. Remember, you can follow us on Twitter and Instagram at the Chicago View Podcast. And don't forget, if you're streaming on musical platforms such as Apple Music, Spotify, and Amazon Music, click that notification bell so you can be able to know when we post our next, latest, greatest episode. With that being said, y'all, peace.